Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey, man, we're back. Can we be back on the big screen, too?
Why?
We have returned.
Oh, shit, my whole clique victorious. A lot of people be wondering and they curious. Focused and want to marry us. We be about to bust. Seven-figure nigga, so ain't no preparing us. A lot of people be...
Marvelous.
Don't... People notorious.
Wildin' in the place to be.
Do you really want to party with me? And God we trust.
We went back.
Sir. Yeah, I believe that for sure.
Yeah, I seen him a couple weeks ago. It was crazy.
He still got the energy.
Yep.
Bust the bus.
And that shit is clear.
Hey, Busta Rhymes and Ja Rule.
Busta Rhymes.
That's a blasphemous question.
Are we talking about, wait, we talking about just to one?
Yeah. We talking about anything.
That's blasphemous.
The Ja Rule concert, I think, wasn't that he wasn't doing shit.
And Busta Rhymes
be up there, like.
And he sound clearer in the concert than he do on the album. Yeah.
That's like comparing Sidell 3 to Magic Johnson.
Right, any other Laker.
That's the disparity.
That's like comparing Sidell 3 to Devin George.
Yeah.
Right? That makes more sense. Devin George got chips.
Yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah. So.
And Ja Rule comes by itself. Busta Bus comes with Spliff.
Yeah, Spliff Star.
I mean, you got an extra. I mean,
he's
got
to be the best hype man in the history of hype man.
No, we talk about fighting. No, I get that to Ja Rule. Busta Rhymes out of shape now.
You think so?
I seen him in concert. Huh?
But you said he was
doing
his thing.
He'll lay on somebody. He's big.
Ja Rule's in prison shape. He been doing push-ups and burpees. He's ready for war.
But Busta Rhymes got an outfit.
Busta Rhymes.
So, Spliff Star versus who'd you say was a better hype man? Flavor Flav?
Flavor Flav's killing Spliff Star.
No.
Flavor Flav is the only sidekick that's a bigger star than the regular nigga.
Yeah, that's the regular nigga's fault. That ain't Busta Rhymes'
fault. He's a bigger star than Chuck D.
That is true.
He's more memorable. Quote me a Chuck D verse.
Motherfuck him and John Wayne.
And none of that shit is more memorable than Boy.
None of it. You are absolutely right on
Flavor
that.
Flavor Flav is the greatest Batman of all time.
I got Spliff Star though. I got Spliff.
Why?
Spliff never got his own song.
But Spliff got the energy. Spliff is almost why you like some of Busta Rhymes shit. See, Spliff Star do his fucking monkey neck shit is fine. Yeah.
Spliff might be a slave.
Oh my God.
He might be a slave. I've never heard him hold out for money, go against Busta.
Never.
He might be a transatlantic slave trapped in his 40s.
So Busta do be having his hand in his pocket. Busta had his hand in his pocket, probably pushing a little remote. Little,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a ventriloquist puppet.
What is wrong with you? He's a full grown Oompa Loompa.
I've never heard Spliff Star speak with his own mind.
I follow Spliff Star on IG.
You say you used to fuck him, Sarah?
Whoa.
No, I didn't know that was his name until you said it.
What's his real name?
Spliff.
I bet you he don't even have a name. This nigga was made at the Mattel factory. Just for Busta Rhymes.
Spliff.
Right after higher learning.
Spliff? Huh? Well, how you spell Spliff?
S-P-L-I-F-F.
Or is it a Y?
Spliff ain't even human. He's made out of Big Mac meat. Spliff is made out of Big Mac meat. He's not a human.
Spliff Star.
His real name is William A. Lewis.
I doubt that. Does he know his name is William A. Lewis?
That ain't real.
Spliff Star ain't no human. He's the greatest sidekick of all time. I've never heard any negativity about Spliff Star.
Never. And Flavor Flav and Chuck D, they kind of broke up a little bit for a minute. So see, you ain't gonna get that out of Spliff.
I feel like Spliff will be there.
So that makes Flavor Flav grander because no. Spliff is going to always be the pet.
I bet you when Busta Rhymes go to sleep, Spliff Star will be sleep at the foot of his bed.
Exactly. Exactly.
I bet that. With Busta Rhymes slippers in his mouth.
Okay, yeah. Catching snores.
Exactly. Exactly.
I bet you Busta and Spliff is at the dog park right now. Spliff is chasing around dog. And Busta is sitting exactly. there on the phone talking to his bitch.
Exactly.
I bet you every time Spliff Boo Boo, Busta got a little trash bag he pick it up with.
Yo, watch out, Spliff.
I bet you anytime Spliff eat at Buster house, he put a plate on the floor for him and he got to eat off that plate.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think Spliff is a human being, my nigga. I don't know what his voice sounds like.
Spliff, he catching oxtails like this.
Who's the second greatest sidekick in the history of entertainment?
Cinderella.
No. Cinderella's a sidekick?
Nah, she's
Cinderella is this guy's sidekick.
No.
No, it's somebody.
Not really. If that was the case, then Jam Master Jay is better than Cinderella.
Mm. What about
Jazzy
Coolio?
Jeff would be.
Why would you say Coolio?
Coolio used to be
Mad Circle.
Yeah, WC's hype man and shit.
Yeah, but nobody
knew. Did he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Coolio had
nobody knew that though, so that's different.
Well, I mean, you 27 years old, so you didn't know that, but
yeah, I'm 40.
You 40? Happy birthday, Dose.
Yeah, somebody said Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon is a big one.
Oh no, he's like a sidekick man for sales. Gives him more money.
Y'all forgetting Too Big MC.
Oh, Too Big MC.
Who was that?
I'm going Too Big.
I was MC Hammer's hype man.
Hell yeah.
I don't remember.
The big nigga
the nigga that was walking with the
blaze glasses.
With the gazelles down the street with Hammer.
Look up, pull up Too Big MC.
Please pick
Sarah, Too Big MC.
Too Big.
Who's more loyal? Memphis Bleek or Tony Yayo?
Shit.
They should have a loyal
Tony Yayo. Because Tony Yayo is still hanging around
Memphis Bleek is still
50 Cent a little bit.
I think Memphis Bleek is at all the family shit.
You ain't never seen, ever since Jay-Z got the Cam Newton hair, you ain't seen Memphis Bleek nowhere.
Yeah. What you say?
Memphis Bleek is still rocking with Hov. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they like
that. They're running his businesses and shit.
What business?
That's just low.
The Ducey shit. Memphis Bleek is the president.
Is he?
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, all fucked up. Too Big MC. You don't remember him?
This is a made up nigga I've never heard of.
If you walk in here right now, I'd be like, who?
Who the fuck is that nigga?
He was a hype man for Hammer.
Yeah.
Even worse than that, he went solo. He had a solo career.
I didn't know that.
Hey, my mom was his publicist.
Really? That's how you know who he is?
Oh, wow.
I never heard of this nigga, man.
Wow.
It was trash.
Oh, wow.
We gotta do better, mama.
He was rapping?
Yeah. It was horrible.
Oh, wow.
Some niggas don't ever need to go solo.
Yeah, the whole Too Big. King of the Hype was the name of the album. King of the Hype.
Some niggas don't ever need to go solo.
I'm King of the Hype.
Yeah, that was terrible.
How do you know if you're a person that should never go solo?
No. Anybody from St. Lunatics.
Murphy Lee was cool. Was nice.
Oh, Murphy Lee, but what about the other ones? Right. The Kiwan album. Anybody got that?
No, Kiwan album. The Ali album was all right.
I mean, you test the water by putting out a single. Put a single out and see how people think about it, and then you know if you're valuable. That's why Flavor Flav is still the greatest, because he put out a song by himself, bro, and that was a banger.
Here's the one reason you know you should never go solo. If 911. You're the only person that tells you you're great.
Or if you at the concert and ain't nobody screaming on your side.
Right, what I'm just saying. There's a such thing as having confidence, but like if nobody ever pulls you to the side, I'm not talking about motherfuckers that you know.
Okay.
I'm talking about motherfuckers that have never met you, have no reason to give a fuck about you. If somebody like that hasn't reached out to you and been like, hey, man.
Right.
That may be a sign because you ain't touching nobody's life.
You got to stay with Don't Go Solo.
To go solo, it's got to be bigger than you and how you feel about yourself. It's got to be, you know, how is whatever art form, how is that flowing through you? Is it magnetic? Is it making motherfuckers come to you? Or are people backing away from you?
Mm-hmm.
That's one element.
Let me ask you this question. Going solo, is
Is that a high reward situation? I mean, not a high reward. Is it a successful situation?
I don't think so.
Or is it an anomaly? Like when Michael Jackson does it, or the dude from the Blue right. Notes,
and or Bobby Brown.
It happens all the time, though.
Yeah, definitely.
But they don't. They're not Beyonce, successful.
Fucking. I mean, Michael Jackson.
Look at the gap.
Cisco.
Look at the gap stuff.
What gaps? Like if you can sit down and really think, it happens.
All motherfucker from Jagged Edge, the 112 nigga. All of these people went solo, and you ain't heard of them,
yeah. Right?
But the success stories are kind of rare. You could probably name 10 people that went solo that have had big careers, but then the other 400 people that went solo that didn't do nothing.
Going solo is stupid.
Yeah. It is.
Because you don't have to go solo. I mean, you can still do whatever it is you're doing.
Right.
And then put solo shit out or do solo shit. But ain't nobody fucking with solo shit long term.
No.
It's all about movements, man.
Right.
Mm. If you ain't a part of a movement and you a motherfucker that want to plug yourself in the movements that are already popping and don't want to be there building like we have, who gonna fuck with you? Because you don't have no loyalty to shit but whatever's hot.
Right.
No, I hear you. If the situation is right, then going solo is stupid. But if it's a lot of situations that might be turmoil, and so we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We just seeing what's going on, you know, on paper or just like, all right, or whatever music is being put out.
Yeah.
But as far as like, all right, well, if I'm not getting along with a motherfucker, I should go.
What about the nigga that don't get along with you and you don't even know he don't get along with you? That nigga be around you hating you, telling motherfuckers they can't stand you and all that shit.
I love
and
that.
You don't even know.
Right.
I love it. Shit.
That's the motherfucker that don't need to go solo.
No, not at all.
That's a fact.
Damn.
They gonna find you in the garbage 20 years from now, nigga, in a hot dog on a stick suit. 60 pounds lighter than you should be because you're addicted to attention. You don't give a fuck about nobody but the attention, motherfucker.
Hot dog in the sticks.
I'm telling you, them motherfuckers, bro.
I can only name one person it worked for.
I know this nurse chick. You know what she told me? Blew my mind. Because we talked about, I've been talking about narcissism for 6 months. And I'm working on an album straight. About it, right? Straight. And I'm never going to stop because this is some weird shit in society. She was like, man, she said, I'm very familiar with the subject. She's like, it's a lot of black men at the hospital that I work at that die alone because they're narcissists. Mm. Kids don't come visit them. They be having strokes and people don't come to see where they at until 4 or 5 months later. They be missing and shit like that because they were so terrible to people in their life.
That's deep.
That ain't nobody coming to see him when they need it, when they really need a motherfucker. Imagine having being in a coma or having the possibility of living, but none of your family knows where you are, so the hospital has to pull the plug.
Right.
Because they got to give somebody else the space.
Right, somebody else got to get that bed. That's crazy. You pull the plug or not, ain't nobody going to sign for it. Fuck it, man. Just go ahead and unplug this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's sick.
And plug in the phone charger.
Going solo ain't for everybody.
No, definitely.
No.
If you supposed to be a rapper and you ain't did a solo song in 3 years, don't ever go solo.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
You shouldn't go solo as a rapper or a singer unless you got...
What's going on?
Uh-huh. That's Tito Jackson video.
He should have never went solo.
Everybody talking about Michael, but there's another Jackson out
in
public.
There's another one in the building.
I mean, turn it off though, because they can pick that up on the algorithm.
Okay,
I'll tell you, it only worked for one person.
Who? That?
Bobby Brown.
A couple people it's worked for.
Beyonce.
No, but Beyonce was expected. She was the main person. Bobby Brown wasn't the go-to guy. It was Ralph was ahead.
And he went solo too.
Yeah. I know, but I'm saying. Exactly. But I'm saying it worked for, and Bobby was more successful going solo, not being the number one guy.
Right.
Somebody said Craig went solo after graduating. No, I didn't go solo from 5150. I'm still a part of 5150. What are you talking about?
Chicago Vice.
For those of you who don't know, when I left, well, I never left 5150, but when I was disappeared for a long period of time, that's because I was still working. I went back to work. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Went back to work, you know what I mean? But I never left the show, never will, you know what I'm saying? So shut the fuck up.
And for all the people that thought that I got fired, I quit. Thank you.
You some of my bitch.
Commenting.
Oh, yeah. So niggas don't be knowing. But nigga, number two reason you shouldn't go solo. We're going to do a top five.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Solo could be anything. Divorce your wife, leave your girlfriend, boyfriend.
Right.
Anything that, you know what I'm saying,
you work together to build something, and then you
anything somebody may not be ready for, but they think they are.
Right. Like when Mary J. Blige left KC.
She didn't do all right?
She didn't do better?
Yeah, I'm thinking she's doing
all right. Oh, no. Some of her greatest albums was when she was, they was cracked out together.
Right.
Well. Wait, I remember every song lyric from those albums. The ones after it, Dancerie is probably the only other.
That's her worst song.
Y'all don't like Dancerie?
Dancerie and Jamboree by Naughty by Nature had to be written by the same nigga.
I love both the songs. I love them both.
Right. Yeah. And when that's
we
come on the club.
We're going to be moving bikes. You turn on Jamboree right now. I'm moving bikes out
there. Dancerie got you open. Now I'm scoping. Exactly. And in this Dancerie. Jam with you. Jam. I want you to jam.
Let the poo-tang tang
jam on it. Naughty, nasty, naughty.
The poo-tang tang hang. Yeah, poo-tang hang song.
Another reason you shouldn't go solo.
Poo-tang.
If you have to get drunk to be inspired, you shouldn't go solo.
That part. Yeah.
Don't go solo. Who gonna buy the drink?
It's gonna be a struggle for the first 10 years, nigga. Right. Who gonna buy the drink you need? You gonna get caught stealing beer and catch a felony, you stupid motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't go solo, man.
Don't go solo. Tupac wasn't ready to go solo when he went solo when he left
Digital Underground?
Digital Underground.
Mm.
He should have just been going solo right around the time he died.
What about Ice Cube?
Mm. Pac was a little young and immature.
Me Against the World, that was a good
fire
that
album.
That was a fire album.
I'm not
album.
Going against his talent, but I'm just saying solo is a mentality.
He may have had better beats if he did Me Against the World with Digital Underground.
Right.
He may have had better beats. I'm not mad at that.
His most fire music was when he was fucking with them.
Let me ask you this. So with Tupac, what's your favorite Tupac song of all time?
My favorite Tupac song, it's very hard, right?
Right.
Because it has so many different layers.
Exactly.
I say if I'm just Shed So Many Tears is crazy.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. People give Dear Mama a lot of accolade because it's a great crossover song.
Right.
But Shed So Many Tears is just, back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, I couldn't find a place to rest.
Until I got that thug life shattered on my chest.
Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past.
You want to last. Be the first to blast.
Remember Kato.
No longer with us, he's deceased. Calling the sirens to see him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. That's a 21-year-old nigga right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That is it's such a profound song. And to me, I put it on the level of I Ain't Mad At You, because it's just it's something that every black man in every hood could relate to.
I'ma say on that same album, this is one of my favorites, 1 and 2. It ain't easy.
It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free?
With the guitar at the end, man, that shit is fire.
Another one that don't get a lot of props, but I feel like it's probably one of his hardest songs is "Don't Make Enemies With Me." You ain't heard that one? That's on Machiavelli. I try to tell you motherfuckers that you can't see me. Don't make enemies with me.
Mm. Oh yeah, that shit's fire.
Nigga, that shit is so hard, bro. See,
you gotta dive deep into the crates, man. Some of the shit that was unreleased or later released after he died, and my favorite would be "Fuck All Y'all." I mean,
yeah.
Fuck friends. I need a homie that know me when all these motherfucking cops be on me. I got problems. Ain't nobody calling back. Now what the fuck is happening with my ball and cats? Remember me? I'm your homie that was down the brawl, sipping Hennessy, hanging with the clowns and all. We used to do was drink brew, screw, and come. I knew we had bitches by the dozens. We fucking cousins. If you throw your middle finger, if you feel me, loke, a nigga just got paid and we still was broke.
Ooh.
Hey, how you feel, man? Wow. I mean, a nigga Pac, man. It's glistens. I don't know.
So Pac, I don't think he was ready when it happened.
Nah, I don't.
I feel like we would have had Pac longer if he would have stayed with Digital Underground longer, because Humpty Hump, even though he may have had a little drug problem here and there, he was a level-headed dude. He was really a positive influence on Pac's life. I feel like when he left that nest egg is when shit just got crazy for him.
They seem to be equal. Like when Pac did I Get Around.
Right.
In the video, Shock G and Pac, or, you know, Pac seem to be equals. But like if you're looking at the Digital Underground stuff, you can, you know, everybody's under Shock G. But
right.
I Get Around,
yeah.
Pac was, you know what I mean, he was like, Shock G, you know what I mean? He had overshined him.
Yeah.
He should have, but he still should have took the guidance, but I don't know.
And yeah, so well,
I think it's Mary Mary. When they broke up, it wasn't good.
I was just say that, Doze, you have a favorite Pac song? Because I want to say one, but I don't Mary. Know. Hail Mary?
Hail Mary.
I did not like that song.
Really?
Why are you whispering?
I don't like Hail Mary. That song is the worst Tupac song to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Run quick, see.
I wasn't really a big Scarface fan until when that shit came out. I was like,
oh, yes.
Scarface?
Houston, Texas.
This nigga Scarface is serious. That's what
you,
what
do you?
Scarface is my top three. You talking about
the song Scarface and Tupac?
Smile?
That's Smile.
No. Not Smile. Not smile. It's Hail Mary's my favorite song.
So my favorite Tupac song doesn't get talked about a lot is off the show soundtrack, My Block, the original version.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's four verses. You know, it's a four verse Pac song.
And which soundtrack?
The show soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
And one of the shits he said, man, and black and block parties lasting way past daylight. A young nigga learned to break night. Used to play fight with my homies, but they stuck in the pen. I sent them ends, but it's tough on a friend. In my mind, I see the same motherfuckers balling. Alcohol and make a lazy nigga slip and fall. Miss his call. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I read that good.
It's my favorite song, man.
I think if Pac would have went solo around 26, he'd still be here.
Do you think that if Pac was still alive, he would have succumbed to, do you think he would be the same Pac that people think he would be?
Nah.
I think he might have went through the shiny suit era. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody did.
He'd be on like a Denzel Washington. I don't even think he'd be rapping like that.
Right.
I think he'd be the best. He'd be the best actor on the planet.
Hell yeah.
I think movies. So too.
Oh, you think he would have stepped away from the rap game?
It was like the acting shit was made for him, bro. Everything you see Pac in, he got stronger and stronger and more, and he just started to command the screen, bro. I feel like he would have been like maybe like on some Samuel L. Jackson type shit, like one of the motherfuckers that's in every blockbuster movie.
Yeah, that'd have been fire.
So I think he was too wild for that, though.
You think so?
His lifestyle, because you know Hollywood is still controlled by, you know,
was
others.
I think the Death Row, that whole period was a role. He was playing a role. I mean, like back on the acting thing, he was just playing a role that he had to do because that was a contract. You know, he was trying to obey his contract and get out of the contract.
Yeah, I get
out of prison because there were interviews that he did in prison that wasn't released and, you know, until way later. But everybody was so, you know, I mean, they was all so engulfed in the thug life, Tupac drinking Hennessy, because the role that he was playing, and that never got the point to see him transition out of that role to where he really wanted. And then you can see the interviews that he had when he was in prison before he got out, what he was talking about, what he really wanted to do. But niggas miss all that shit. Niggas is
so you think Tupac becomes like, he becomes Ice Cube if he doesn't die?
Yeah, I think bigger than Cube.
Yeah, bigger than Cube. Cube better Cube. Actor.
What I mean, but Ice Cube, honestly, the best, one of the most productive actors that turn rappers is actually Ice-T.
Yeah,
he's the most consistent.
Yeah, but he's not a good actor, though.
Well, you're forgetting it's a couple. You're forgetting Will Smith is a rapper first.
Oh,
you're forgetting Queen Latifah is a rapper
LL
first.
Cool J.
LL Cool J. Yeah. But Ice-T is in the top. He's in the top. Will Smith is the number one rapper turned comedian.
Number one, for sure.
I mean, actor. Uh-huh. Then below that would either be Latifah or Ice.
Latifah
is a bigger star than Ice-T, I believe now. But Ice-T was a mega star in the 80s and early 90s, and I don't think that Latifah was ever as big as Ice-T was as a rapper, but the acting shit is
way
what
better.
Puts her over the top.
Better. She's still on the Equalizer right now doing it big.
Somebody said Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, he'd have to be in there. He'd be top five.
Yeah.
But wasn't he an actor first?
But he's a dope MC too. Donald Glover.
No, for sure. But I thought we were talking about rapper then actor. But we'll put Donald Glover in there.
I'm in the top 50.
Hey.
I'm in the top 120. I'm in this motherfucker.
But I would go Will Smith number one. I would go Latifah and Ice-T tied for number two.
Ice-T?
Ice-T's been on TV for 20 years.
Somebody's playing the same character.
The white boy, though.
But didn't he just celebrate 22 years?
Hold on. Marky Mark might be
number two.
You cannot forget about
Marky. Number two.
He got to be number two.
He's
number two.
Mark Wahlberg.
I forgot about it.
He's number two.
He's a giant in Hollywood.
Mark Wahlberg,
I forgot about it.
It's Will and Mark Wahlberg. Will and Mark Wahlberg.
It's Will, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Ice-T, Latifah.
I want to switch.
Ice Cube.
I want to switch Latifah and Ice-T, though.
What?
I would put Latifah over Ice-T.
But he just said somebody. What about Cube?
No, what about Ludacris?
He barely beat me.
Exactly.
He got 18 Fast and Furious.
Get the cars.
I would put T.I. over Ludacris.
I would put T.I. over Ludacris for sure.
Okay, first of all, the best season of Law and Order SVU was when Ludacris played Ice Cube, Detective Tutu Ola's nephew. That was the bombest season ever. And it is considered, out of all their seasons, it is the highest rated season.
Somebody said I look like a turkey sub.
From like where? Jersey Mike?
Don't forget about Bow Wow, though.
Bow Wow's in the top 40.
He's not really a rapper. I'm saying the next person I'm about to say is not really a rapper, but he is a rapper.
Who?
Tyrese.
No, he's not a rapper.
He did that. He got
Black
that album.
Black tie.
There's a whole other category for singers turn actors.
That one he would not rank very high because the singers that have turned actors is very high.
50 Cent. We forget about 50.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Tyrese is better actor.
What about Chill?
Cent, but
Chill. Chill from House Party.
Yeah, Chill was out there.
He,
the nigga that was bumping the table on House Party, but now he in a wheelchair because he.
He's on NCIS New Orleans.
Yeah.
Kid and Play is in the top 20.
Kid and Play is up there for sure.
They might be like around 15.
Better than Kid and Play over Ice-T.
Are you fucking crazy?
Ice-T plays the same character for 20 years on SVU. Ain't cracked the case.
He is Sergeant Tutu Ola.
Are you forgetting he was in the breakdancing movies back in the day?
Breaking,
He been an actor for 45 years, nigga.
Have you heard that freestyle on Breaking? That shit was terrible.
The era, it's not terrible.
Turbo on the flow. Get around and do some more. Oh, shit, who's that? Special K. Like, man.
Nigga, that's 1985, nigga.
He was out there.
You can't sleep on ice.
He was out there. You know what I'm saying?
His best movie was Surviving the Game, though.
Somebody said Full Force. Full Force is crazy. Dope.
Yeah.
But we're talking about rap.
Well, if you think about money wise, the most lucrative rapper turned actor other than Will Smith, number two would be Nick Cannon.
Right. Well, Nick Cannon's a top 10.
He wasn't a rapper first.
Money wise,
he was acting well before he was.
But check this out, though. It's one nigga we forgot that might be top four.
Who was that?
DMX.
Oh shit!
Nah,
DMX was actually a good actor.
He acted pretty good in some.
But he got seven movies.
We talk about people with 15 years, and then we talk about DMX who had like four, like maybe.
My point two. Though,
I mean, if that Benny Siegel would be in
my
there.
My point though is all these niggas should have went solo.
Yeah.
All these niggas should have went solo. We could have named hella niggas that they've been in groups with and work with, but we naming these niggas because these are niggas that should have went solo.
Right. Yeah, do you remember that movie, Surviving the Game?
That nigga went.
I thought I was just saying some shit that nobody saw, but when Doze was like,
I heard of it, but I ain't seen
that's
it.
That's the one where he's in the woods, right?
That's why he was a. They was hunting bums.
It was hunting niggas. It was all right. It was something different after New Jack City.
But
the nigga was terrible.
He
eat
me up. As a man, I had to stand on my own.
But he didn't say nothing.
Somebody said one that might crack the top five.
What?
Maybe not in Todd's book, Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn
Hill, nigga.
Yes, really, though?
She got one movie.
What other movie?
She's been a sister actor.
One movie.
Behind the scenes.
If, 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 she,
She's been in more shit. I just don't know all of it.
No. If Lauryn Hill cracks the top 10, then so does Omarion. Or You Got Served.
Omarion's not a rapper.
Oh, okay.
She don't know what rap is.
Shut up.
Somebody say can't forget Snoop. Snoop just became a great actor.
Snoop is an icon. I mean, he's in the top 20 when it comes to.
We're talking about roles, not 30. Cameos.
Yeah.
Roles. No, I know.
They have to have some
role. Snoop's in
top 30.
He just started doing
top 30.
Like, good roles.
Top 50, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Top 40.
What about Cameron? Pain in Full is a classic performance.
It surely is.
Hold on. Besides
something. Have you seen Survivor?
Hold on. It's trash, but look. Besides Will Smith's best movies,
okay,
he's phenomenal. Cameron has the best performance by a rapper in a movie. But if you take Will Smith out of the category.
Better than Tupac in Above the Rim?
Yeah, that was bro.
No.
Cameron,
that was trash.
Pain in Full was better than Tupac in Above the Rim.
Hell no.
Yes, it was. That nigga was terrible.
How do you go solo?
Nah. Juice was good.
You see why he brings Sticky Fingers up? Because he's not a good solo artist.
Exactly.
He's a better actor.
No. He's a better actor than rap. He's actually slept on as an actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has the same level of talent as DMX and Pac when it comes to acting, but he doesn't get those roles.
Right.
He doesn't get those shots.
He got his own series, though.
Busta Rhymes?
Sticky Fingers is very believable in every role I've ever seen him in.
He played Blade a whole series.
Now, Tretch as Nino Brown, I don't know. I got to say.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I know he's in the play.
But that's theater is different than movies. Theater is different than movies.
What was Cameron say? He did another movie that it was trash. After Pain in Full.
I'm just saying, Pain in Full, that performance was crazy.
Yeah, but his second movie.
They'd be one-offs because they'd be playing themselves a lot of times.
Yeah, that's why he played himself.
He was so good in that movie, when the real nigga that got out played him, it looked like he was bullshit.
Purple Haze. Did y'all see Purple Haze?
Nah, Purple Rain too.
No, Haze.
Pamela. Oh God!
Don't waste.
Hold on, somebody else. Another white boy.
Killer Season.
Eminem.
As an actor.
Yeah. 8 Mile. He did his thing in 8 Mile.
Played himself.
That's Oscar nomination worthy.
That's easy. You playing yourself.
What Oscar?
The Oscar. They want to give an Oscar to a white boy. Of course.
Best musical.
Sarah.
Yes, sir.
Tone Loc.
Can we see if Eminem was nominated for an Oscar for
I will see. But also, I would like to give some consideration for Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
What about Tone Loc?
He wasn't amazing in Buffalo.
No, my goodness. He was amazing in a show called The Bump Down.
We don't have to rewind on this. We just go back and take something out.
I'm fucking with you. Freddie Gibbs is amazing.
That was funny though. He gonna laugh at that. That was funny.
He one of my favorite. I hope he laugh. I'm a big fan. But I'm roasting you rap niggas. The rap game is so sensitive. Full of bullshit niggas. Mm-hmm. Murdering niggas over their feelings and thinking they real. Fuck you niggas. If you can't take a joke, fuck you. I know Freddie Gibbs can't.
Okay, I can tell you this. That Eminem has never won an acting Emmy. But he was actually not. Well he won an acting Emmy. No, I mean a performance Emmy, I guess is what it's called, before the 2022 Emmy for Creative Arts. Super Bowl Halftime Awards.
These niggas are coming with some good. RZA.
No.
Riz, are you?
Riz is trash.
Oh.
It's trash.
Yeah. He's trash.
Heavy D.
Curtis Blow.
No. If Heavy D, he was trash.
Name it. Everybody who was in the
Curtis Blow was trash. Curtis Blow was trash and Crush Groove.
Andre 3000 is a fire actor.
Heavy D is a fire actor.
Common is a great actor.
What was Heavy D?
Right, you screaming Heavy D. What was he acting in?
Life.
Oh, right.
Oh!
Wait! Hold on! I'm here for facts right now. For facts. All right. Eminem was actually he received a Golden Globe for Lose Yourself in 8 Mile.
Hey.
And he was also he won the Academy Award. He is an Oscar Award winning. Purse for 8 Mile for original song.
Great
that's
job.
Music.
Method Man is an anomaly. That nigga is great at everything he does.
Absolutely.
He is just one of the motherfuckers that's born with it. You know what I'm saying?
He hasn't been doing it long, but Dave East. Y'all ain't seen Dave East?
Dave East is talented. I haven't seen his acting.
He's in the Wu-Tang series. He's playing Method Man.
Didn't Sinbad have a rap album?
Hell yeah, Sinbad, we doing that. Hell yeah. Hey, everything was Sinbad.
Wait,
Sinbad.
Somebody said Bokeem Woodbine.
Sinbad.
Y'all not gonna give Tone Loc no credit?
What was he in?
Tone Loc was in Poetic Justice.
Come and he was, in Animal House too.
And he had the was it Richie Rich?
Tone Loc was in Animal House.
The Funky Con Medina documentary.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, he was working. Right.
So y'all not gonna give Shaq no props?
Shaq gotta get his props.
Shaq.
Yeah. Wait, acting?
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Shaq has to get his props.
In what?
Acting?
Man. What was his best role?
I've never seen Shaquille O'Neal be trash in anything.
Blue Chips, he was trash.
No, he was.
No, he's trash.
He was the best part of the movie.
That movie was trash.
No, it wasn't.
But I'm talking about the Shaq parts with him dunking in that warehouse. Nigga, we had never seen no shit like that.
What is his motivation?
Wait, that was a good movie.
Go dunk on them niggas.
That was a good movie. Shaq was trash. Hey, steel.
Fredro Starr is cute. That's Oscar worthy shit.
Yeah, Fredro Starr.
Fredro Starr.
Yeah, right.
Busta Rhymes in Higher Learning.
Vanilla Ice.
He didn't play himself.
Busta Rhymes murdered Higher Learning. He did well.
Yeah, he got
two movies. He did Shaft and Higher Learning
and Scream.
They all seem
not
like
Scream,
the same.
Halloween.
They're all the same character.
Dr. Dre and Car Wash.
Trash. Sorry, Dre.
Y'all crazy.
Oh, I'll say that. Wash, that was his best role. He was trash in
Master
Training
P
Day.
And anything.
Dre was trash.
No, Training Day. He did his thing in Training
he
Day.
He was trash.
I believed him as a crooked cop.
No. No, I didn't believe him. No, he was trash.
Somebody already brought up Lauryn Hill. Okay, so all these people should be solo. All of them.
What? Yeah.
Well,
we on reason number four that you shouldn't go solo.
Man.
Shouldn't go solo, but at the same time, the possibilities of venturing out on your own has profited people like Beyonce.
That's different.
Like the Ice Cubes and different things like that.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think that it's sometimes good to go out and venture out on your own.
I got a good reason that you shouldn't go solo. When you have to crawl back, it's going to be worse than when you left.
That's
why you should go solo.
I mean, you got
somebody said that Idris Elba started as an actor. As a rapper.
He's a DJ.
DJ, yeah.
Yeah, I know he was a DJ, but I didn't know.
Nobody listened to his album. That shit don't count.
But he made it better as an actor.
Did he?
Yes.
Are you doubting Idris Elba? Wait, hold on. Wait a minute, Craig.
Idris album. How about that album?
Are you doubting Idris Elba as an actor?
I just don't think he's talented.
Wait, what?
Oh shit! Is he the Morris Chestnut?
I didn't know where he was from until I was a grown ass man. Yeah. Like, hold on, this nigga ain't American.
Yeah, this nigga.
What?
Them London dudes be taking all the roles.
Wasn't Delroy? What's his name?
Delroy Lindo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Delroy Lindo is from London.
What?
Yeah, no, y'all didn't know London?
What?
Autobots uncle?
Somebody said, he is talented. He is obviously talented, motherfucker. I'm just playing around. He is talented.
You are the loser subscriber.
Some of you niggas comment like we give a fuck.
Somebody said Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman is
He used
funny.
To be a rapper.
He used to be a rapper.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. He was a rapper.
He don't act, though.
Someone who don't get credit, who was a really, really good actor.
Who?
Mos Def.
Yes.
Mos Def is actually one of my favorite actors. I think he is one of the sexiest men on earth.
We weren't.
Take the horny out of it.
Whatever.
Just tell your story.
Until he try to get you to finger bang him.
But his fingers are short. So
you know, measure his fingers off the top.
My little mini Mos Def. My mini Mos Def.
Give me a brown sugar.
Have you ever seen the movie Jackie Brown?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a prequel to it.
The one with Jennifer Lewis?
Jennifer Lewis.
Well, Pam Grier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a prequel to it, and Mos Def plays Samuel Jackson's character.
Murdered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mos Def is dope.
Like a younger version of him.
Lil Bow Wow is going to be in the top 50 of all of this.
What?
A little higher than 50.
Yeah, 49.
He's going to be big Bow Wow.
He might be 23, 22.
What? But he was on CSI.
High teens, high Vegas? 19 or something like that.
I don't know about high teens.
Yeah, he's good. Have you seen Rollabouts?
Yeah, that's one.
No.
And have you seen Surviving Cat?
Lottery Ticket was good too.
Yeah, Lottery Ticket was good.
Lottery Ticket was
good. But when he was on CSI, he was good.
Lottery Ticket wasn't good. It was a good time.
You seem shocked.
I can't eat. Niggas was broke. Shut your
niggas was broke. Ty, he couldn't eat.
Ty, what's your favorite movie? I know it's gonna be some bullshit.
My favorite movies, man. Hollywood Shuffle.
Crush Groove.
The Last Dragon. Mm. House Party 1. It was my favorite movies.
Oh, so you're saying that the other house parties are inferior?
For sure.
House Party 1 is comedy. Mm. He said, quiet down. I spent over $18,000 for this house.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, but I forget what house party it is with the grandmother. She had quotables in that motherfucker.
No, that was two.
That was two, I think.
When they caught her watching porn?
Yeah, that was two.
It's like, Grandma, I forgot something about, I don't remember. I forget.
They were memorable quotes, though.
In the icebox with nowhere to go. Before it's a freestyle in front of the refrigerator.
Hey, what about when Bernie Mac was at the table and they asked him, what do you do for a living? You're a painter? Did you go to Juilliard? He's like, hell nah. He said, I paint kitchen walls and sinks and shit like that. I'm a painter.
I was too young when he said that to really get it. Right now, that shit's hitting.
That shit's funny as a motherfucker.
Oh, you talking about mama. My mama did. Now I got to cut you.
That's the rule. I got to catch it.
Oh, jawbone.
Yeah, man. So number four. What's number four?
We had three.
We had five.
Okay.
We had four. We did do three, right? That's how we got on this whole rapper.
Yeah, and then I said if you have to crawl back, if it's going to be worse,
that's four.
Back, that's four.
So what's five?
What's five, Doze?
Gonna put it on the smart motherfucker.
Hey, look, if ain't nobody told you to go solo, don't go solo.
Yeah.
Don't go solo without permission.
In my mind, I'm ready.
Everybody leave the studio.
Oh, but if you're talking in my mind, that's a temptation. Well, you talking about the break
fuck up a good thing.
In the 80s, everybody leaving the studio. I'm gonna just hang back for a second.
Because everybody's hating on me. That nigga should never go solo. Everybody's hating on me.
Going solo in the 80s had to be hard.
In the 80s?
Yeah, that had to be hard to do.
Why is that?
I mean, because now you can go solo. You can just, you know, go to GarageBand or something and make a beat or whatever. But
you had to have money to go solo.
In the 80s, you had to have money. You had to produce. You had to have a place. You had to have the dats, the spinny reel. Man.
In the 80s, if you go solo, you disappointing a lot of motherfuckers, but now you just disappoint yourself. it's a team of 30 motherfuckers that invested in you in 1985. You got a group of investors, 9 producers, a director, a cameraman, and a record label that all lost on you.
A driver.
It's all defunct now.
But now, nigga, it's just you and that Dell computer that ain't shit.
Yeah. I was just bullshitting, Craig. I'm back.
I had to find myself. Yeah. That's what niggas would say who go solo and shitting and they fuck up and they fail. That's what they. I had to find myself. I had to look for me.
Wait, Craig, do you think that Eddie Ruffin is the one that make the biggest musical mistake?
The first group to go solo is the United States of America. The 13 colonies went solo from England. We wasn't ready.
Right. No.
We wasn't ready. We didn't have enough soldiers. We didn't have enough gold.
I said, we over here. Y'all ain't gonna come fuck with us. And then niggas, they came.
We wasn't ready. We knew we wasn't ready because it wasn't enough people occupying this country.
Right.
Right.
To hire as labor. They had to enslave a whole fucking race of people
and make a deal
because they couldn't afford the labor it cost. They wasn't ready to go solo.
Right.
Shout out to the slaves.
If you gotta enslave somebody to your dream, you're not ready to go solo.
Or make deals with other countries so they can get a piece of the pie.
You're not ready to go solo.
They caught him off guard. We solo for real?
Yeah.
If America, we
just playing.
Where's Great Britain at?
Nigga said, Craig be like, how am I wrong, you punk motherfucker? Call in and tell me. 818-925-0273. If I'm so wrong, call and prove it to me, you bitch motherfucker.
If Craig.
Or just call so and tell me to wrong. Shut up.
Call and tell him to be.
America wasn't ready to go solo.
Ready.
No.
Nobody told him to.
They just chose to do it.
They're choosy lovers, Craig. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own thing.
Mm.
If you were part of a group, would you ever consider, like, if you saw an opportunity, would you leave?
Say it again.
If you're a part of a group and someone offered you more money to be more lucrative on your own,
to be exclusive,
would you leave?
Yeah, definitely.
No shit.
But that means you're ready to go solo.
Oh,
yeah, because
you believe in yourself.
You got an exclusive contract.
But here's the part that you got to understand. You got to understand the difference between manipulation and being ready to go solo.
Right. Right.
Because what happens if you fail?
Oh, some.
Right. Are you going to do what Todd said? Is it going to be a Todd scenario?
Right. You got to come back.
Hey, we got a caller. Come on. Hey, thank you for calling. Where you calling from, caller?
What up? This Al Baltimore, yo.
L. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Question is, how do you know when you're ready to go solo in life, man? Talk to us.
When you start running with niggas that was like Drew Hill.
Oh, and beauty is her name.
Tell me.
If your gang leader got blonde hair, you're not ready to go solo. This is not Meteor Man, nigga. That nigga wants to fuck you. They finna rape. If your gang leader has blonde hair, them niggas gonna rape you.
Somebody sleeping in my bed.
Somebody sleeping.
And everybody leaving, and they tell you to hang back.
Al from Baltimore.
You hang back.
Hey, Al from Baltimore, I got a question, big bro. Have you ever went solo before, looking back before you was ready?
Yeah. Fucking with my family. Hell yeah. I had to leave a lot of them niggas alone, yo. Like, I mean, it was before I was ready, but I mean, I'm glad it happened. Some shit just happened for the best.
Right.
You know, you don't need motherfuckers up under you counting your pockets and all of that other shit. You get what I'm saying? That's bitch nigga shit. Especially when it's coming from your people.
Oh, man. Hey, I know about it all too well, man. That's great feedback, man. You want to roast anybody before we let you go?
No, I'm good. I do want to say this. If any of my people is listening, fuck y'all niggas.
I appreciate
you. Without a condom.
Okay. If I owe you something, get it from God. God. Next caller.
Baltimore.
Going solo. I'm not saying you can't go solo just because you ain't ready now.
Right. But that's funny, man. When you say a whole bunch of people are disappointed in you when you go solo in the '80s, like you putting motherfuckers straight on cocaine, like
motherfuckers going on unemployment.
No, they're not going on cocaine. Yeah. They're going on crack because cocaine high.
Oh, that's true. They going on smack. They going on straight up.
Straight up. Now tell me. Okay, hold on. We got another caller.
And beauty is her name.
Brandon.
What's going on? It sounds like you said Brandon. Where you calling from, buddy?
Miami, what's good?
Hey. What's going on, family? Good to hear from you, brother. We want to answer to this question, man. How do you know in life when it's time to go solo?
When you've been a worker enough and you start making boss moves, you get what I'm saying? When you don't have to ask nobody to do shit anymore,
it's time to go solo.
You be on your own.
Okay, give me an example of your life when you had to go solo.
Shit. Well, right now, that's a great example. I just started a tire company. Yo, shout out ADT Tires. Holla at me in Miami.
Hey, and, hey.
Bro, I was literally, that is kind of funny that I called them, but I've been in this industry like 5 years. I've learned everything I need to know. Obviously, I'm going to still be learning as being a business owner, making trial and error. But it was time for me to go. I really, honestly, listening to you guys show this year, man, it hurt me making $20 an hour and then going after work, picking up like 15 tires, 20 tires from somewhere else after work, go flipping them the next day, and I made what I made that day in 2 hours.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Business is where you get rich. You'll never be rich as a worker. You got to be a businessman to be rich.
And
like a Jamaican and nothing. But Sarah, let me tell Sarah something.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm horrible, because every time you be talking too much, girl.
I be talking too much. Okay.
So, I be looking at Craig. That nigga about to split on you, girl. You better watch your back.
Baby, first of all, one thing you don't know about me, anybody try to slide up on me, honey, I've always slid up on them, so not too much. What's your name? Are you finished talking? Because you know I'll hang you up.
You can't be hanging up on the fans.
Damn. And I did.
I can't stop her. She's
she got that hang-up finger.
Hey.
Okay.
Solo, man.
That's
a lot of niggas in the tire business. Maybe we should do that.
What is a tire? What do you just a go tire? Grab a tire and take a tire over here?
It's
take
one
over.
Tires expensive. One fire.
Hey, thank you for calling Craig Facts, man. Your name and where you calling from?
Man, I'm on the road with it, man. This is Ray Beats 912.
Hey,
what's going on, Ray? Tell us, man. How do you know in life when it's time to go solo?
I just went solo because I was team driving, but I knew to go solo when that nigga kept fucking up the money, grabbing the wrong trailers, got us stuck in town. We ain't making no money because we sitting still. So I lied to him and told him I had to go solo because I can't sleep in the truck. But really, that nigga was fucking up the money.
Oh.
When the money gets fucked up, it's time to go solo.
Oh, that's man.
Yep.
When the money gets fucked up, it's time to go solo. That's some real shit, man. That's good. So what? Man, you basically answered the first and second question, man. Anything you want to plug before we go to the next caller?
Hey, man, y'all need beats. 912. Damn, I'm fucking up my own name.
Right. No. Damn, bro. Did you practice your own name?
Give him a second. Give him a second. Give him a second.
Give me some grace.
Hey, anyway, 912 Georgia, what's up? We out here. But Ray Beats 912 if y'all need some beats, man.
Hell yeah. All right, man.
That's Ray Beats, R-A-Y or R-A-E?
Yeah, R-A-Y Beats 912.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Hey, appreciate you, bro. For all you something, get it from God. God, God, God.
Do dudes spell their name Ray with an E?
No. Ray Smurda?
I've never seen
Ray Smurda?
The group.
With an E?
It's R-A-E.
Smurda.
Oh, Sherman or whatever the fuck?
Sherman, yeah. Him.
Okay, Sherman.
What you got for us today, Otto?
Oh, man, I was just excited, you know, to hear about. Yeah, man, excited to hear about my brethren, Nicholas Cannon. Now adding another child to his conglomerate of children.
Dope, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Man.
I feel like he's spearheading.
Okay.
Okay, what?
That's enough.
No, how was it finished?
Oh, go ahead. But someone's on the line.
We got somebody.
Hey, thank you for calling us. Craig Beck, your name and where you're calling from.
Jesus, Alex in the Bronx.
What's going on, family? Talk to us, man. When do you, in life do you know it's time to go solo?
I think it's time when you're in a room with those motherfuckers looking around and you just see out on the same level. They may be acting out of pocket, just wild. I'll call it outgrown people. They're just not ready to go to the next chapter with you.
Oh, man. Damn. That's great feedback. Can you give us an example in your life when you went solo?
Oh, definitely. I used to have a crew. We was tight from Spanish Harlem. I used to party promote, you know what I'm saying? Used to have it lit, come through, VIP, free drinks. But, you know, sometimes people just, like I said, they can't stay out the hood. You know what I'm saying? So when you take them places, they just don't know how to maintain themselves. And it's like, listen, if you're going to the next level as a group, you got to maintain. We got to be a unit.
Hell yeah. Hey, man, that's a big step as a man going solo at the right time. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to open the floor for you to roast, man. Go ahead and have at it.
This shit, auto masculinity went solo. Auto's a free agent. That's what's funny.
Man,
I ain't got no roasting, man. I just appreciate what y'all do. Y'all keep the nigga going. Love the motivation. Love the comedy.
Hey,
keep
man.
The unity, because a lot of motherfuckers is breaking up right now. So keep the unity, man.
All right, man, I appreciate you. Love and respect.
Can I ask this New York caller a question?
Yeah, go ahead and ask.
Do you who do you think acted better, Tupac in Above the Rim or Cameron in
Paid in Full?
Paid in Full.
Listen, Paid in Full was good for an independent black movie, but I think Tupac shit is legendary.
Come on, wait. Why was it legendary for Above the Rim?
I think just the supporting cast, and I think of the production, there was more money behind it.
Yeah, but we're just talking about his acting. Damn the movie. Tupac's.
No, I think the acting was better. I think the acting was better.
Trying to change the answer.
Cameron, he did a phenomenal classic role.
Right.
Definitely. You know, Killer Season was trash. That was
Thank you.
Classic. The only thing I didn't like about Pac and Above the Rim, the niggas don't talk about this. This nigga had on a 3-piece military outfit.
Hey. You gotta be ready.
The vest, the jacket, the cargo jeans.
He was trying to be on some Brownsville shit, even though he was a Harlem character.
Yeah, yeah. He was on some straight gutter, ready for war type shit. I mean, that's great feedback, bro. We appreciate you, bro. Love and respect. If all you something, get it from God. God, God, God.
I don't think we talk about how I know she's may not be a rapper, but Mary J. Blige is a horrible actress to me.
Damn, she just went for Mary. What did you see her in?
Power, anything she's in, she's terrible. Because she's the same person.
She getting,
Umbrella Academy.
She's the Terrence Howard of acting.
I'm going to take this call.
Oh, wow. Terrence Howard, right?
Hey, I didn't hear a name, but what's your name and where you calling from?
What's going on, Craig?
Blessings. How you doing, brother?
Elo from Chattanooga.
Elo from Chattanooga, man. Ooh. Much respect, Chattanooga. Talk to us, Elo. How do you know in life when it's time to go solo, good brother?
Okay, I'm going to give you an example from personal experience. When I knew it was time to go solo, when I realized all the niggas that I was around stopped fucking with me. Like, they basically alienated me. Forced me out though.
So well, that's not solo. That's a long. Yeah,
they kicked you out the group.
That's still solo.
Go solo. You got cut.
That's solo. Still solo.
You waiting on the sidelines for dodgeball.
Hey, but that ain't a bad place to be in though.
Yeah,
that's not a bad place to be in. Being forced to go solo.
Yeah,
and a lot of time.
Go ahead, bro.
Another example. I knew it was time to go solo. My relationship, girl. Was smashing everybody around me.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. you need to stay solo for a while, brother.
This nigga might be on suicide watch.
You got a red band.
Maybe you shouldn't go solo, man. Take the gun out your hand. Nigga, don't do it on the phone. Nigga, goddamn, we love you, man. If ain't nobody ever told you they love you, we love you, nigga.
You don't do it on the phone?
Did you have...
Wait, let him talk. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Solo ain't such a bad thing, you know, and I appreciate that.
It ain't nothing wrong with it, man. I be solo a lot, bro. I can tell, you know what it is, man. Ain't nothing wrong with going solo.
But there's a difference than solo and kicked out.
You ever been kicked out of some bullshit? Right. I have.
Yeah,
I have.
I mean, you can be kicked out, but you got to accept the soloness, right? And
I went to a dental office and told the manager, bitch, she was cute, and that bitch kicked me out. You ever been kicked out of dental office, nigga?
Because she can't fuck customers. Yeah. She was trying to get with
you. Isn't it coming in for a triple root canal?
Now, I put some extras on it. I didn't have no pants on, but still. You ever tell a bitch?
There's the kicker. Yeah, yeah.
You ever tell a woman you don't know she was cute with no pants on?
And get kicked out?
It's a
that's
quick
bad.
Way to go solo.
Something ain't right if you get kicked out.
Well, you here, so shit.
You know, what you say?
Right,
you
know,
go ahead, caller.
This how I realized I was being forced out the path. I would get invited to little events and places. And I'll be the only one there, you know
what I'm saying? Damn! My goodness!
He said he'd be the only one there.
Man, we having a party, man, for Charles' 95th birthday. Come on out.
That's funny, bro.
That's sad, honey.
Hey, well, we appreciate you, man. The honesty is so dope, man. Love and respect. If I owe you something, get it from God. God.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's sad.
Invite you to a party and it ain't nobody. He got dressed. He took a shower.
Here's the thing. The nigga hired a graphic designer. He got flyers printed. He rented out a spot. Mm-hmm. He paid a staff of a restaurant to show up and nigga.
And take his ticket.
Hired a DJ.
Cost him $10,000 to take you shit. Hey, thank you for calling. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's Slim.
Exactly. I know Slim number now.
What's going on, Slim? Did Slim just call today?
Yeah, he called earlier today.
Yeah,
Slim.
Nigga, I listen to every goddamn show. You need to be thankful, motherfucker.
Yeah, Slim. He got Craig Fax on speed dial.
Hey, man, talk to us, Slim. How you know when it's time to go solo?
Nigga, I realized at a young age that niggas ain't shit. They gon' fucking hate. They gonna find any reason to not like you.
Right.
You could talk too much and they don't like you because you talk too much. You could be quiet and motherfuckers think, oh, he think he better than that nigga. You fuck these motherfuckers. I do too much dirt to be fucking with a whole bunch of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not on no slime ball shit like I'm doing niggas dirty, but I you know what I mean? I do my thing, so I don't really even want motherfuckers knowing knowing what I be doing, how I be doing shit. You can't tell on, if you tell on yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've been rolling dope.
Hell yeah, that's good motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
Plus, I'm great. I'm great. You understand? I'm great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, straight up.
Slim, can I ask you a question? Because you remind me of a friend of mine. He doesn't go to events with anybody. Like, anytime, he can invite you, tell you where it is, but he don't want to walk in with you because he believes that anybody, because he believes people judge you on who they see you around.
That's facts, though. That's facts. Because, you know, birds of a feather flock together. You know what I mean? So, if he looking fucked up, and if they know that nigga eat boogers and some shit, they like,
eat boogers? They in third grade?
On some goofy shit. That's just on some goofy shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I'm the type of nigga, I go to the movies by myself. I prefer that. You know what I'm saying? I can really watch the motherfucking movie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people don't talk about this.
I do a lot of shit by myself.
People don't talk this, but this don't come up much, but the nigga said eating boogers.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's cannibalism.
What?
What? Eating boogers is cannibalism.
Your own
nobody's ever brought that.
Your own boogers. Not nobody else's boogers.
Eating your own boogers and so it's still from a person, nigga.
That's
you.
That's
got
you.
No,
nigga.
Okay. I'm not advocating.
You eat a booger, nigga. You are a Jeffrey Dahmer-esque nigga. You are a sick motherfucker.
How?
And they won't even let you inhale.
Yeah. If you're eating boogers and you got a beard, yeah, something's going on.
Wait, what?
You gotta, if you're grown,
what?
Oh, what you say, Slim? No, go ahead.
Fucking. What's all right? Look, fuck that. Okay, since we go, let's go on the fucking way. What's wrong with eating boogers?
Hold on.
It's cannibalism, nigga.
It's like, not cannibalism, but it's nasty.
Break it down to me what the fuck is wrong with eating.
You eating mucus. That's all.
No.
The mucus part may not be wrong, but it's the shit that's stuck.
Let me finish.
What? If you got shit in your nose, you are a nasty motherfucker. You said to me a nigga got shit in his boogers?
Yo,
there's no way. That is a nasty motherfucker.
Don't eat that. Don't eat that.
Fuck that. Get up there, bitch.
Yeah.
If you got shit in your boogers. If you got shit in your boogers,
get the boogers out the shit. Eat the shit part.
I'm not the shit meaning the shit being bacteria and dead skin and dust and all the shit that the mucus catches. That shit will fuck you up. Now the mucus.
Oh, that.
The mucus is from yourself. It's like saliva, just softer.
No, you're supposed to get the mucus out your body. So to eat it directly is crazy.
But that's
cannibalism.
Your boogers are cannibalism. Your boogers.
Eating boogers.
Hey, look, if you want to lose weight. If you try to lose weight, go ahead and eat your boogers, man.
Good diet. Hey, with that said, we appreciate you, Slim. We got to take the next caller. If I owe you something, get it from God. That nigga Slim.
My nigga Otto is weird, bro, because this is why you're weird. That's why you're weird. Because your boogers are softer than your mucus. I mean, they're softer than your saliva.
They're chewier, like gummies.
Why? Oh,
I don't know boogers, but I'm just saying.
Fuck gummies up for niggas, man.
Like, yeah, I'm done. Get to the house, throw away the gummy bear.
I'll throw all the gummies out now. God damn.
This is disturbing.
Hey, y'all brought it up. I mean,
what kind of saliva?
It just makes, it's the science, bro. It makes sense.
It's hard.
That's some funny what? Shit.
You swallow your spit all day?
Okay, pause.
Eating boogers? You put boogers in your
spit? That's
spread?
Some funny shit.
That's crucial. That's gonna be ready to pass out. You about to get dining on.
Okay, we have another caller.
This is actually what Max called.
Call from
me.
Nigga, is your name A? And where are you calling from?
Nah, it's Julian.
Julian, we got a serious question. What's going on, fam? We got a serious question, and you got to answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Is eating boogers cannibalism?
Yup.
Smart nigga right here, man.
Because that's a piece of your body.
It's not. It's a fluid that you make.
That's something that your body has produced.
So if you have saliva, you swallow your saliva. Is that cannibalism?
Right.
Not.
No,
they don't have
earwax.
Juices in the cannibalism world. It's all about eating.
You have
ain't
juice.
No Jamba meat juices in the cannibal world.
Your nose,
this
damn near a piece of your
nose.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's a piece of your
nose. No, it's God. Not. It's,
so biting your nails, that's cannibalism?
If you swallow them. Like for a woman,
I got to make some life changes.
That's like
what you make? Eyelash sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you a cannibal then?
If you do what?
Eyelash sandwiches. Like, ooh, you eat your eyelashes.
Why the fuck
who
would you
do that?
Who would eat boogers, nigga? Don't be acting like I'm.
Everybody has eaten a booger. Hold on. Let the caller get it off. Go ahead, buddy.
Nah, I said I ain't say that. The hustle said that. He was saying he hustled a. Talking about eating boogers, eating through the whole shit off.
Every man has eaten a booger.
I mean, you. Everybody swallowed their mucus.
I
nigga, you.
Oh, so you swallow, Otto?
I'm saying, like, if you. Like,
hold on. We gotta get the caller on. Hey, man, we appreciate you. That's great feedback. That's, if I owe you something, get it from God.
I was just so gay.
I'm not even saying like. What are y'all talking about? He y'all talking about eating? He talking about swallowing? I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Sarah, you eating an eyelash before? What the fuck going on with you?
Yeah, I mean it was a drunk night. I mean I was having fun, you know.
Wow.
You took the eyelash off your eye and put it in your sandwich and ate that shit?
Man, no.
No, not put it in the sandwich.
And then she boo-booed it out and looked for it the next morning.
It was a scavenger hunt, bitch. It was a scavenger hunt.
They gave you pink eye, huh?
Oh.
You put that shit on.
Da-da-da.
Hey, last reason why you shouldn't go solo. If you have to destroy shit on the way out.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. You got to triangulate, say faulty bullshit. You got to knock over pictures. You got to fight somebody.
Slam the door.
You know what I'm saying? You got to catch a case. You're not ready to go solo.
Damn. That's fucked up.
It's cool. Go ahead.
That's how I went solo on Hollywood Video.
For real?
Yeah. I slapped the motherfucking DVDs off the shit.
What happened? Why they fire you?
Well, so this is what happened. My homies came in. Like, I was going to go out on my little 15-minute break and hang out with the homies over here in Dena. Actually, right around the corner from here, California. And,
15 minutes.
Yeah, for a 15-minute break. So I had, at the video store, what you used to have to do, you had to pull the shits to the edge so that they kind of like slant it and they stick out, do a lot of shaping or whatever. Right. So I did all of that. And then the lady came out like, I need you to do it again. I'm like, I'm about to go on break with the homies. Like, nah, do it again. I said, well, this nigga's had enough. And
aggressive rewinder.
Aggressive rewinder is funny.
And went and kicked it with the homies. We went to the beach, and I still had on my Hollywood Video vest
uniform.
How much money did you have in the bank when you quit?
In the bank, $35, if that.
Niggas are quit with $35.
Man, I was done.
Waiting on a check. Waiting on
you
a check.
You ain't ready to go solo.
I went to at Hollywood Video. Wasn't like Hollywood Video. It was a dress code. You had to wear slacks. You had to wear the Hollywood Video vest. So I quit. Went with the homies Ernest and them to the beach and rolled up my slacks to get in the water.
With my VHS on my chest.
Here's the most basic reason that you're not ready to go solo.
What's that?
If you don't have the money to move,
step out on faith.
No, if your mama's still living, you can always quit your job.
Not me.
Oh,
my mama don't fuck with nobody like that. Nigga, you gonna be solo fucking with my mama. Yeah.
My mama said she bought a house just in case.
But that's because y'all live in Bucknussel, Arkansas. You can get a fucking house for $27. You can get a house.
Bucknussel, Arkansas.
We live in Houston, Texas, Museum Beach.
Bucknussel.
What you say?
My mama live in Houston, Texas, Museum District, 2 blocks away from the Turkey Leg Hut, 5 blocks away from TSU. 7 blocks away from U of H. Yeah, Shout out to my mama.
That sound like Bucknussel.
That's Bucknussel.
You counted them blocks?
Hey. No, it's probably not that, but I just
want to. See, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Nestlebuck and Bucknussel. Them are two neighboring cities. Nestlebuck. Nestlebuck Eagles. Hey, caller, thank you for calling. What's your name and where you calling from?
Bucknussel.
Yo, what's goody? What's goody? It's Al.
What's going on, Al? Damn, that nigga got through again. Al, you stocking tight? Is this the nigga you said been sending you dick pics? Secret lover.
I'm Alexander.
What you say?
I'm Alexander. I don't know what
you're talking
about. Fuck it. It's a whole name. I'm Alexander.
This nigga sent everybody on the show a dick pic. Hey, if y'all know this number.
This shit popped up on the caffeine screen. How do you do that?
Wait, hold on. My
airdrop too.
My number is 832.
Hey, if y'all want to call in on the Discord, call in on Discord.
Hell yeah,
man.
I'm gonna pull it up.
Hey,
should I have to take a break or something?
Go ahead, let him get it on.
Gotta be like you eating. Your body, it's a booger, bro. It's a fucking booger. Your body's like trying to get rid of that shit. That's like eating your piss or eating your shit.
Right.
That's disgusting.
It's not.
Like, it's disgusting, it's actually, but it's still cannibalism.
It's not waste. It's, yeah.
Huh?
It is waste.
It's not.
It's waste.
No, it's not.
A booger is waste. Waste. Your body's pushing that out.
No, it's not.
Your body don't want that. Your body.
Yeah, he's right about that, yes.
Yeah.
Mucus should not be in the body.
Your body's making mucus.
Your body, yeah, that's it. Okay, but go ahead, Otto. Let Otto get it out.
Just basic snot, just like earwax. Your body makes that normally. It's a defense.
It's pushing stuff out of your body.
No, he's correct. Snot is a defense mechanism to protect your brain from harmful smells.
Absolutely.
And then it turns into boogers. But it's produced by the human body.
When all the other shit you're just inhaling.
Right. And then when it turns into a booger, it's time for it to go.
Of course.
So you're
but
supposed
a booger
to remove it.
Is still cannibalism.
No, it is not. It's
dude, you cannot show up to no cannibal meeting talking about
boogers.
Yeah, I
if you show up to the cannibal, what's that shit called when everybody bring a plate?
Potluck.
If you show up to a cannibal potluck and you bring boogers, that's like bringing fried oysters to a cook-off.
It is still a
delicacy.
Hey, bring a plate of
boogers. A delicacy.
Hey, bring a plate.
Well, they're not delicate at all.
You'll be the star of the party, though. If you brought a plate of boogers.
No, it's a tray of boogie R.
Boogie R.
In the cannibalism world, boogers are caviar.
Yeah.
Boogers are the caviar of cannibalism.
It's gonna be hand fingers and all that shit laying around and everything.
All hand rolled too, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we appreciate you calling.
That's crucial.
Hey man, anything you wanna ask, you wanna roast, have at it.
Yeah, I just wanna roast. Bro, you need an eight ball, bro. You look exhausted, let me tell you. You look like you need some really fire cocaine.
Oh, we don't do that here, baby.
He said, I look exhausted.
Man, what happened to Gatorade?
Hey, man, I can't do cocaine.
Are you Mate? No, not.
See all this swollenness? I can't do cocaine.
Okay. I'm too buff for cocaine.
He saw the plug. He said, I got it if you need it.
You look exhausted.
Craig, I put up the Discord link. Can we take a quick break, Wolfesso?
What's going on? You got a boo-boo?
I got pee-pee.
Can you log out of YouTube?
I'll log out of YouTube right now.
All right.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.